I'll just turn the lights down and we'll have it.
Yes.
These notes. Yeah. Sorry? You're okay, really? Okay, thanks. Okay. So, well, first of all, we're just going to go through descriptively and see what it is at a qualitative level and see what the experiments have been done. People have actually done this. And we'll see what it actually involves and what it's not, how it's sort of similar to science fiction and how it differs. And then we'll actually go through some of the math. Because surprisingly, some of the math, it just is a relatively simple example of these vectors and vector spaces that Frederick was talking about. And it's not that complicated. So the interesting thing was, I mean, you can do this, you can understand this, you can go through this. It just involves vector spaces. Sure, they're, I guess, eight-dimensional, but they're, I mean, you know, it's not too complicated. And the thing is, it wasn't the math that was too difficult to stop people from discovering it. It was really, it's asking the right questions. So I think Lee mentioned this, that often discoveries and advances in physics are about asking the right questions. And quantum mechanics has been around since 1925, since about 1926. And so for about 60 years, quantum teleportation, 67 years, we're just laying it in. And it's just waiting there for someone to discover it. And then a group of six physicists in, I think it was 1992, they just happened to look at things the right way and ask the right questions and discovered it. So this is kind of, I guess this illustrates, in some ways, quantum mechanics, even though in a sense we all know it, we all know the principles, there's still just so much structure and so many things about it that we have to discover. So it's kind of weird in a sense. People are still doing research on Einstein's general theory of relativity that you read about in the book. And that was 1915 that people discovered it. But it's just the equations, they're just so difficult, they're so complicated. It's kind of like we know the actual sort of the framework and kind of the building plans for it. But to actually find out the details, what's inside every room and how everything works out, we're still a long way from finding that. So quantum teleporters. And so it might sound as fanciful as it might sound, science has actually managed to perform teleportation with atoms and photons. And the world record distance is 600 meters. So the first experiment was done in Vienna, Austria. And so that's actually a picture of the actual apparatus they use. Maybe you saw something similar at IQC yesterday. They're what they call an optical bench. So it's just some big, huge table, and they have huge weights. Very, very huge, like concrete in them just to stop them from vibrating. You want it to be really, really, really still. Because just even vibrating at a distance of something like 100 nanometers, 10 to the minus 7 meters, could really disrupt. So that's about the order of a wavelength of the light that you're using. So essentially they have a laser beam here, they have whole kinds of polarizers, which are a bit like sunglass lenses and mirrors, and these are what these sort of black things you see here are. And what they're able to do is teleport a single photon, so an incredibly tiny particle of light, 50 centimeters. So basically they teleport it sort of from one side of the optical bench to another one. So not, but you've got to start somewhere, so that's what they did. Actually, you've got a bit better. So in 1998 and 2002 in Caltech, USA, plus Canberra, Australia, people were actually able to teleport a laser beam, so something a bit more substantial. So a laser beam, I mean, a laser beam is just what's coming out of the laser pointer I'm using now. It's what you use every time you go to the supermarket and you use a checkout. Basically, they have a laser down the bottom, and you see, you get your groceries get scanned. They scan the barcode. It's the laser that uses that. And that's, roughly speaking, like the laser that they had here. And again, they're able to teleport it down about a distance of 50 centimeters, so from one side of the lake to the other. And so the actual Australian experiment, why I have the thing here, make there was, they actually, the news actually caught on with the journalists and in the newspapers, were actually kind of publicised quite wisely, and CNN in the US were looking for a headline for that, and so they came up with the headline of Beam Me Up Link. Okay. So, we've gone back to Vienna in Austria, and they actually have the world record for teleportation. So again, with a single photon, this time a distance of 600 meters. And so what they did is actually they had the Danube River flowing through Vienna, and they actually set up fiber optical cable going underneath it, actually in a sewer tunnel going underneath it, and they had a little station on one side, and a stakes between the other are actually able to teleport a photon from one side to the other. And so if you're looking, there's some more information about there. So basically, well, that's just with light. So what about particles, matter? What can people do? So people have actually been able to teleport in Austria, somewhere else in Austria, in Innsbruck, Austria, and also Boulder, Colorado in the US. People have actually teleported around about the same time last year, teleported an atom. So actually really the kind of the state of electrons in an atom. And they're able to teleport around about a centimeter. So essentially this is actually, I guess, a computer representation of something called an ion trap. And so this is basically a whole kind of row of ions. So in Austria, what they use is calcium ions, and they have essentially an electromagnetic field, which acts like a cage or a trap to trap all these atoms in, these ions in, to confine them, and they all kind of basically line up, sort of neatly organized in a line, and what they're able to do is teleport just from one to probably the next one, I guess an atom, or the properties of an atom. So, oh sorry, a millimeter, I should say, it's around about the order of a millimeter. So that's actually where things are in terms of the experiments and what people can do. So let's actually look at the theory and let's look how it works. So imagine, so I think the first question we should ask is, what actually is teleportation? Let's get an idea of what we're talking about here. And so imagine a brave space explorer. So I'd like to set up a story here in a spaceship. And we have a science fiction story called Recipe for Teleportation. So we might have some kind of machine that scans her up here on the spaceship and finds out everything about it, her mass, the height, the weight, what shoes she's wearing, the colour of her eyes, etc. So it gets complete sort of download, scan of all the information. And then it sends this to some uncharted nearby planet below that she wants to teleport down to. And on the planet's surface, we have some kind of receiving machine. And what that basically uses all the information, a kind of a blueprint for her, if you like, to reconstruct a perfect copy of the astronaut, a perfect copy of her. And so that is basically, yes?
So the teleportation goes at the speed of light?
It goes at the speed of light. Well, actually a little bit longer, a little bit slower than that in the experiment. So just because you have to actually do something at the end, that will take some finite amount of time. So definitely it goes at the very quickest at the speed of light, because nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Yeah.
So how do you teleport a photon in the speed of light?
Okay. So you're saying, you know, if you're saying, why don't you just send the photon to him?